Christian, from your perspective, what went wrong?
We didn't execute. We put so much on execution during the week, and we just didn't do it. Too many turnovers, too many mistakes offensively that they took advantage of, and they capitalized on it. And, you know, we just got to be better in, you know, in that regards and in that area on offense.
What's running through your mind right now?
Disappointment, frustration. Obviously not the way you want to go out. You know, just felt like, you know, we had such a good game plan and had a great week of practice. Energy was there. You know, there's just so many plays. And you know there's so many plays that you could have made, or, you know, if things would have gone one way, you know, the outcome of the game might be different. And, you know, that's the most frustrating part about this game. But, you know, you can't. Can't dwell on that. You know, just got to move on and, you know, keep your head up. And, you know, we still got one more game left to go, and, you know, we can still end the season on a high note.
Christian, you guys score, I think, at the end of the first half. I think you scored the first possession in the second half. You look like you have some momentum, and then another turnover is going to get you. Just tough to get it going late.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, you know, we hit a spot there, you know, in the game, you know, where we were clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, one thing that we emphasize as an offense is protecting the ball, you know, whether it's fumbles, interceptions, possession, you know, we got to protect the ball. And, you know, we didn't do that in the most crucial parts of the game and came back to bite us, you know, in the end. So, you know, we just got to make sure we go back, you know, during bowl prep and make sure we're putting an emphasis on that and give us a better chance to win.
What was the main message that was kind of worked on? What was your main message that you
harped
on during that?
Yeah, you know, it was just going out there and doing your job. And the main thing was going out there and having fun. You know, we knew, especially with all, you know, people talking from the outside and scrutiny and whatnot, you know, we had to go out there and, you know, have fun with this because, at the end of the day, you know, you don't get too many opportunities to play on a stage like this, and you got to, you know, enjoy it and relish it, you know, while you're out there. And, you know, as a team, you know, this is, you know, the last time, you know, this specific team will be able to play regular season SEC games. So, you know, that was, you know, one of the main messages, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, we're going out there and playing for each other. And so that was the main goal tonight.
Christian, is this the best secondary you've faced this year? Well, what makes the LSU secondary so good?
Yeah, you know, they're definitely good. You know, they got a lot of speed. You know, that's one thing that stuck out, and they're long. They make up a lot of ground. You know, if you get some type of separation, they can close fast. And, you know, especially at the line of scrimmage against press, you know, they got long arms, especially their corners. And so we really emphasize that on making sure that we, you know, separated from them and, you know, did all the things that we needed to do. And I thought, you know, as a receiving group tonight, we showed up to play, and I was really proud with, you know, how we were able to go out there and perform as a group.
Was there any added emphasis in this game to play for coach and play for the coaching staff?
You know, obviously it was in the back of your head, but, you know, it wasn't the main thing to go out there and try to win for coach, because we try to go out there and win every week. But obviously with, you know, all the stuff that he's going through, you know, we definitely wanted to go out there and, you know, put our best effort, you know, into it for him.
If this is it for Coach Sumlin, how will you remember your 3 years with him?
You know, there's, you know, a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, he gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. He, you know, gave everybody else on this team an opportunity of a lifetime. And I wouldn't trade, you know, what's happened in these past 3 years for anything else. It's been, you know, so much fun. And, you know, I really hope he can, you know, continue coaching here. And, you know, that, you know, this isn't his last year.
Anything else? Christian, with that being said, would Coach Sumlin's return, would that help you make your decision to stay at A&M, or do you think you're probably headed to the NFL next year? Or is it something you haven't thought about yet?
I'm gonna weigh all factors, whatever's best for me, and you know, talk to my parents, talk to the coaches, and you know, factor in everything, and you know, whatever decision I come to and I'm comfortable with, that's the decision I'm making. But right now, just focused on bowl prep, and then I'll make that decision.
Have you given me any thought at all about not playing the bowl game?
Oh, I'm playing that bowl game. That's no question at all.
All right. Thanks, Kirk.